Now a sparkling ball writes in gold letters, Walt Disney Masterpiece Collection. Tinkerbell the fairy waves her wand. The picture of a castle magically appears. She flies away in a shower of stars. A title reads, This film has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to fit your TV. In gold letters on a black background, a dedication appears. In remembrance of Frank Wells, president of the Walt Disney Company from 1984 to 1994. Now a shimmering point of white light grows into the outline of a castle and draws an arch above it. A logo appears, Walt Disney Pictures. Now, in a series of colorful drawings that move, a giant yellow sun rises into a golden sky. It lights up a huge savanna, a flat grassland that stretches as far as the eye can see. Dozens of animals stand up at attention, then start to move across the savanna. Huge gray rhinos with horns growing from their snouts, deer-like gazelles, skinny little meerkats, and sleek spotted cheetahs. Long-legged storks and pink flamingos flap into the sky. They fly over a waterfall which tumbles over a cliff as tall as a skyscraper.
From the day we arrive on the planet,
a mother giraffe and her baby.
Step into the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done.
Striped horse-like zebras.
There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high, sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life.
Hundreds of animals gather at the bottom of Pride Rock, a tall, flat ledge that towers over the rest of the savanna. Zazu, a small blue bird with a large beak, flaps to the ledge. He bows to Mufasa, a powerful, dignified lion with a thick red mane. Rafiki, an elderly baboon with white hair, slowly climbs up to the ledge and hugs Mufasa warmly. They walk back to a cave, where Mufasa's wife, Sarabi, cuddles a tiny lion cub in her paws. Smiling, Rafiki bends over Simba, the baby lion, and shakes his walking stick, which has two melons tied to it. Simba swats his paws at the melons playfully. Rafiki breaks one open. The wise old baboon dips his thumb in its juice and draws a line on Simba's forehead. Then he takes a handful of sand and sprinkles it over him. Simba's parents, Mufasa and Sarabi, smile and lean their heads together. Rafiki, who is much smaller than the adult lions, takes Simba up in his arms. Carrying him like a baby, he walks slowly to the end of the ledge, then holds Simba high in the air for all the animals to see. The antelopes jump up and wave their front hooves. The elephants raise their trunks in the air in a salute. The monkeys hop up and down, clapping with joy. The zebras paw the ground, sending up clouds of dust. High above them, Simba dangles from Rafiki's arms, looking small and scared. A ray of sparkling sunshine beams down on Simba like a spotlight. Far below, the animals bow down, their heads nearly touching the ground. From far away, we see every animal from the savanna paying respect to their king's new son. Walt Disney Pictures presents The Lion King. Now in a cave, a tiny mouse runs across the floor. Suddenly, a lion's paw pins it to the ground. A skinny, green-eyed lion with a scraggly black mane and a scar over his left eye holds up the mouse.
Life's not fair, is it? You see, I shall never be king. And you shall never see the light of another day. And you...
He opens his mouth.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to play with your food?
Zazu.
What do you want?
I'm here to announce that King Mufasa's on his way. So you'd better have a good excuse for missing the ceremony this morning.
Oh, now look, Zazu, you made me lose my lunch.
You'll lose more than that when the king gets through with you. He's as mad as a hippo with a hernia.
Ooh, I quiver with fear.
Now, Scar, don't look at me that way. Help!
Scar! Drop him.
Impeccable timing, Your Majesty.
Scar spits out the little blue bird.
Why, if it isn't my big brother descending from on high to mingle with the commoners.
Sarabi and I didn't see you at the presentation of Simba.
That was today? Oh, I feel simply awful.
He sharpens his claws.
Must have slipped my mind.
Yes, well, as slippery as your mind is, as the king's brother, you should have been first in line.
Scar snaps at him.
Well, I was first in line, until the little hairball was born.
That hairball is my son, and your future king.
Oh, I shall practice my curtsy.
Don't turn your back on me, Scar.
Oh, no, Mufasa. Perhaps you shouldn't turn your back on me.
Is that a challenge?
Temper, temper.
I wouldn't dream of challenging you.
Pity. Why not?
Well, as far as brains go, I got the lion's share, but when it comes to brute strength... I'm afraid I'm at the shallow end of the gene pool.
Scar slinks away.
There's one in every family, sire. Two in mine, actually. And they always manage to ruin special occasions.
What am I going to do with him?
He'd make a very handsome throw rug.
Zazu!
And just think, whenever he gets dirty, you could take him out and beat him.
Zazu flies next to Mufasa, whose golden fur glows in the sunshine. Later, gray storm clouds hang in the sky, showering the savannah with rain. Now, high in the branches of a tall tree, the old baboon Rafiki draws a picture of Simba on the tree trunk with the juice from a melon. Rafiki has brown fur, a red nose and blue striped cheeks, white hair and a long white beard. He studies his drawing and smiles.
Simba.
Rafiki draws a line across the picture's forehead. Early morning, Simba stands at the edge of Pride Rock and looks out over the savannah. Grinning, he runs back into the cave where all the lions lie sleeping.
Dad! Dad! Come on, Dad! We gotta go! Wake up!
He steps on a lion.
Sorry! Dad! Dad!
Son,
awake! Dad!
Before sunrise, he's your son.
Dad! Come on, Dad!
Simba tugs on Mufasa's ear, then headbutts his cheek.
You promised!
Okay. I'm up.
Yeah!
Simba races outside, followed by his parents. Sarabi smiles and nudges Simba gently toward his father. The two sit side by side, watching the golden sunrise.
Look, Simba. Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
But I thought a king can do whatever he wants.
Oh, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
There's more?
Simba.
Later, they stroll across the grassland.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope.
Dad, don't we eat the antelope?
Yes, Simba, but let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so, we are all connected in the great circle of life.
Good morning, sire.
Good morning, Zazu.
Checking in with the morning report.
Fire away.
Well, the buzz from the bees is that the leopards are in a bit of a spot.
Oh, really?
Simba chases a bug.
What are you doing, son?
Pouncing.
Let an all-pro show you how it's done.
I told the elephants to forget it, but they can't.
Zazu, would you turn around?
Yes, sire. The cheetahs are hard
stay
up, but...
Stay low to the ground.
Cheetahs never prosper.
Yeah, okay, stay low to the ground right here.
What's going on?
A pouncing lesson.
Oh, very good. Pouncing. Pouncing? Oh, no, sire, you can't be serious. Oh, this is so humiliating.
Try not to make a sound.
What are you telling him, Mufasa?
The lions are gone.
Mufasa? Simba?
Simba pounces.
That's very good.
A groundhog.
Zazu.
Yes?
Sir, news from the underground.
Now, this time...
Sire! Hyenas in the Pride Lands!
Zazu, take Simba home.
Oh, Dad, can I come?
No, son.
Mufasa runs off.
I never get to go anywhere.
Oh, young master, one day you will be king. Then you can chase those slobbering, mangy, stupid poachers from dawn until dusk.
Later, on a ledge outside Scar's cave, Simba runs up to his green-eyed uncle.
Hey, Uncle Scar, guess what?
I despise guessing games.
I'm gonna be king of Pride Rock.
Oh, goody.
My dad just showed me the whole kingdom, and I'm gonna rule it all.
Yes. Well, forgive me for not leaping for joy. Bad back, you know.
He flops to the ground.
Hey, Uncle Scar, when I'm king, what'll that make you?
A monkey's uncle.
You're so weird.
You have no idea. So, your father showed you the whole kingdom, did he?
Everything.
He didn't show you what's beyond that rise of the northern border.
Well, no. Said I can't go there.
And he's absolutely right. It's far too dangerous. Only the bravest lions go there.
Well, I'm brave. What's out there?
I'm sorry, Simba. I just can't tell you.
Why not?
Simba, I'm only looking out for the well-being of my favorite nephew.
Yeah, right. I'm your only nephew.
All the more reason for me to be protective. An elephant graveyard is no place for a young prince. Oops.
An elephant what? Whoa.
Oh, dear, I've said too much. Well, I suppose you'd have found out sooner or later. You being so clever and all. Oh, just do me one favor. Promise me you'll never visit that dreadful place.
No problem.
There's a good lad. You run along now and have fun. And remember, it's our little secret.
Scar grins wickedly. At Pride Rock, Simba runs up as a lioness gives her cub a tongue bath.
Hey, Nala.
Hi, Simba.
Come on, I just heard about this great place.
Simba, I'm kind of in the middle of a bath.
And it's time for yours.
Sarabi picks him up.
Mom, you're messing up my mane.
Sarabi smiles and lets him go.
Okay, I'm clean. Can we go now?
So where are we going? It better not be any place dumb.
No. It's really cool.
So where is this really cool place?
Oh, around the water hole.
The water hole? What's so great about the water hole?
We'll show you when we get there.
Oh. Mom, can I go with Simba?
What do you think, Sarabi?
Well...
Please?
It's all right with me.
Yeah!
As long as Zazu goes with you.
No, not Zazu.
Step lively. The sooner we get to the water hole... the sooner we can leave.
Later on the savannah.
So where are we really going? An elephant graveyard.
Wow!
Shh! Zazu. Right. So how are we gonna ditch the dodo?
Zazu swoops down to them.
Oh, just look at you two. Little seeds of romance blossoming in the savannah. Your parents will be thrilled. What with your being betrothed and all.
Be what?
Betrothed. Intended. Affianced.
Meaning?
One day you two are going to be married.
Yuck.
Ew.
I can't marry her. She's my friend.
Yeah, it'd be too weird.
Well, sorry to bust your bubble, but you two turtle doves have no choice. It's a tradition going back generations.
Well, when I'm king, that'll be the first thing to go.
Not so long as I'm around.
Well, in that case, you're fired.
Nice try, but only the king can do that.
Well, he's the future king.
Yeah. So you have to do what I tell you.
Not yet, I don't. And with an attitude like that, I'm afraid you're shaping up to be a pretty pathetic king indeed.
Not the way I see it.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king or beast with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
roar! Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king!
You've rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What I meant was.
No one's saying stop that.
No, what you don't
realize.
No
one's saying see here.
Now, see here!
We don't run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
Simba and Nala play with other animals. Zazu chases them.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a star.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. Ah! Child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Zebras line up like soldiers for the two cubs, then turn their rumps to Zazu. Simba and Nala hide underneath a herd of elephants, while Zazu looks for them from above. Now Simba rides on the head of a long-necked giraffe.
Everybody look left. Everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing spotlight.
Not yet.
Monkeys kidnap Zazu and pass him into a tree, while the other animals dance and sing. The giraffes put their heads together and toss the two cubs high into the air.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Sitting on an ostrich, Simba and Nala rise to the top of an animal pyramid.
Oh, I just can't wait.
The pile topples and lands on the anteaters.
To be king.
All the animals collapse on top of each other. A rhino sits on Zazu.
I beg your pardon, madam, but get off! Simba? Nala!
The two cubs run away.
All right, it worked.
We lost them. I am a genius.
Hey, genius, it was my idea.
Yeah, but I pulled it off.
With me?
Oh, yeah?
They wrestle. Nala lands on top.
Pigeon.
Hey, let me up.
Simba pounces again. They tumble down a steep hill.
Pigeon again.
Steam blasts out of a hole in the ground. The two cubs stare at a massive elephant skull, almost as big as a cave itself. Their mouths drop open.
This is it. We made it.
They rest their paws against a giant tusk and peer into a pit filled with bones.
Whoa!
Smoke and steam cloud the air.
It's really creepy, yeah.
Isn't it great?
We could get in big trouble.
I know. I wonder if its brains are still in there.
There's only one way to know. Come on, let's go check it out.
The only checking out you will do will be to check out of here.
Oh, man.
We're way beyond the boundary of the Pride Lands.
Look, Banana Beak is scared.
It's Mr. Banana Beak to you, Fuzzy. And right now, we are all in very real danger.
Danger? Ha! I walk on the wild side. I laugh in the face of danger.
Three hyenas crawl out of the skull. They look like skinny dogs with glowing yellow eyes and sharp fangs.
Well, 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 Banzai, what have we got here?
I don't know, Shenzi. What do you think, Ed?
Oh. Yeah, just what I was thinking.
A trio of trespassers!
And quite by accident, let me assure you. A simple navigational error.
Whoa, wait. I know you. You're Mufasa's little stooge.
Aye, madam. I'm the king's majordomo.
And that would make you...
the future king.
Do you know what we do to kings who step out of their kingdom?
Pugh. You can't do anything to me.
Technically they can. We are on their land.
But Zazu, you told me they're nothing but slobbering, mangy, stupid poachers.
Ixnay on the Oopid's Day.
Who are you calling Oopid's Day?
My. Oh, look at the sun. It's time to go.
What's the hurry?
We'd love you to stick around for dinner.
Yeah, we could have whatever's lying around.
Wait, I got one. Make mine a cub sandwich. What you think?
What? And what is it?
Hey, did we order this dinner to go?
No.
Why?
Because there it goes!
Zazu and the cubs escape into the graveyard.
Oh!
A hand grabs Zazu out of the air.
Did we lose him? I think so. Where's Zazu?
Ah! The little majordomo bird hippity-hopped all the way to the birdie boiler.
Oh, no! Not the birdie boiler!
Zazu shoots out of a boiling pot like a rocket.
Hey! Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Like you?
Oops.
Shenzi chases them out of the cave. The cubs leap away from the hyena's snapping teeth. They scramble up an elephant skull and slide down the long skeleton spine, then land on a hill of bones. They start to climb. Nala falls behind. Simba races back to help Nala, who slides backwards toward the hyenas. Simba scratches Shenzi across the cheek, leaving bloody claw marks. The two cubs escape into a deep, dark cave, but there's no place to go. The hyenas crawl toward them.
Here, kitty.
Simba bares his little teeth.
That was it? Do it again.
He opens his mouth.
Huh?
Mufasa leaps on top of them. He swats the hyenas around the cave with his powerful paws, then pins them to the ground.
Silence!
Hey, come on, we're
gonna
shut up right now!
We're really sorry.
If you ever come near my son again...
Oh, this is your son?
Oh, yours?
Did you know that?
No, me? I didn't know. No, did you?
No, of course not!
No.
Ed?
Ed nods yes.
Doodles!
The hyenas take off. Zazu smiles proudly at Mufasa, then shrinks from the lion's angry scowl.
You've deliberately disobeyed me.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Let's go home.
The cubs hang their heads.
I thought you were very brave.
Perched high above them on a shadowy ledge, Scar watches them with a grim frown. Later on the savannah, the sky glows violet from the setting sun. Nala and Simba follow Mufasa, while Zazu flaps overhead.
Zazu!
He lands in front of Mufasa.
Yes, sire?
Take Nala home. I've got to teach my son a lesson.
Simba tries to hide in the grass. Zazu flies over to the cubs.
Come, Nala. Simba. Good luck.
Nala follows Zazu with dragging steps. Simba's ears flatten with fear.
Simba!
The little cub cringes, then slinks toward his father with a guilty, miserable frown. Simba steps in a hole and looks down. It is his father's massive paw print, four times as big as Simba's tiny foot. Simba gulps, then hangs his head and crawls toward Mufasa. He peers sadly up at his father. Mufasa looks down with a stern frown on his handsome face.
Simba, I'm very disappointed in you.
I know.
You could have been killed. You deliberately disobeyed me. And what's worse... you put Nala in danger.
I was just trying to be brave like you.
I'm only brave when I have to be. Simba, being brave doesn't mean you go looking for trouble.
But you're not scared of anything.
I was today.
You were?
Yes. I thought I might lose you.
Oh, I guess even kings get scared, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
I think those hyenas were even scarier.
Because nobody messes with your dad. Come here, you.
Oh, no, no.
Mufasa grabs Simba and rubs the top of his head with a giant paw. Simba breaks away and tackles him. Then father and son chase each other through the grass. Simba lands on top of Mufasa, biting his ear.
Dad?
Hmm?
We're pals, right?
Right.
And we'll always be together, right?
Simba, let me tell you something that my father told me. Look at the stars. The great kings of the past look down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be there to guide you. And so will I.
They gaze up at the stars twinkling in the clear night sky. Now in the hyena's lair.
Man, that lousy Mufasa. I won't be able to sit for a week.
It's not funny, Ed.
Hey, shut up!
Banzai tackles him. They wrestle each other to the ground.
Will you knock it off?
Ed chews his own leg.
Well, he started it.
Look at you guys. No wonder we're dangling at the bottom of the food chain.
Man, I hate dangling.
Yeah? You know, if it weren't for those lions, we'd be running the joint.
Man, I hate lions.
So pushy.
And hairy.
And stinky.
And man, are they ugly.
Oh, surely we lions are not all that bad.
Oh,
Scar, it's just you.
You were afraid it was somebody important.
Yeah, you don't like Mufasa.
Yeah.
I see.
Now that's power.
Tell me about it. I just hear that name and I shudder.
Mufasa.
Ooh. Do it again.
Mufasa!
Shenzi rolls Mufasa. On the ground with delight. Scar rolls his eyes.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Now you, Scar, I mean, you're one of us. I mean, you're our pal.
Charmed.
Oh, I like that. He's not king, but he's still so proper.
Hey, to bring us anything to eat, Scar? Old buddy, old pal, huh?
I don't think you really deserve this. I practically gift-wrapped those cubs for you. And you couldn't even dispose of them.
He tosses them a zebra leg.
Well, you know, it wasn't exactly like they were alone, Scar.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Kill Mufasa?
Precisely.
They stare at him, confused. Scar leaps down and slinks across the cave floor. Puffs of greenish-yellow steam billow up from the ground as he walks.
I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions. The lights are not all on upstairs. But we are talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unaware. Prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously square. Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. Yeah, we'll be prepared.
For what?
For the death of the king.
Why, is he sick?
No, fool, we're gonna kill him. And Simba, too.
Great idea! Who needs a king?
No, no king, no king. La 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 la.
Idiots, there will be a king.
Hey, but you said...
I will be king. Stick with me, and you'll never go hungry again!
Yay!
All right! Long live the king!
Now hundreds of hyenas line up like soldiers and march across the cave floor.
Of course, quid pro quo, you're expected to take certain duties on board. The future is littered with prizes, and though I'm the main addressee, the point that I must emphasize is
life without me! So prepare for the coup of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest scam. Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared. Be prepared.
The cave explodes into a pit of fire.
Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared.
Be prepared.
Hunched on a craggy tower of rock, the hyenas surround Scar like bodyguards. Daytime, deep in a canyon-like gorge.
Now you wait here. Your father has a marvelous surprise for you.
Ooh, what is it?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise now, would it?
If you tell me, I'll still act surprised.
You are such a naughty boy.
Come on, Uncle Scar.
No. This is just for you and your daddy. You know, a sort of father-son thing. Well, I'd better go get him.
I'll go with you.
No. No. Just stay on this rock. You wouldn't want to end up in another mess like you did with the hyenas.
You know about that?
Simba, everybody knows about that.
Really?
Oh, yes. Lucky Daddy was there to save you, eh? Oh, and just between us, you might want to work on that little roar of yours,
Oh, okay.
Scar walks away.
Hey, Uncle Scar. Will I like the surprise?
Simba, it's to die for.
Simba sits in the shade of a tree, all alone in the gorge. He is surrounded by rock walls that tower overhead, hundreds of feet high. Far above him, thousands of brown, cow-like wildebeest graze on the grassy savanna. The three hyenas, Shenzi, Banzai, and Ed, watch them from behind a rock.
Shut up. Can't help it. I'm so hungry. I gotta have a wildebeest.
Stay put.
Look, can I just pick off one of the little sick ones?
No. We wait for the signal from Scar.
Scar appears up on a ledge.
There he is. Let's go.
Little roar. Puh.
A lizard, almost as big as Simba, crawls by. The green-horned lizard ignores him. The lizard runs away. Simba's grin fades. The ground at his feet starts to shake. Simba's ears flatten in fear. Far above him, the herd of wildebeest pours over the edge of the gorge and charges toward him in a swarm. Simba gasps, then runs. Thousands of wildebeest gallop toward Simba, filling the gorge from wall to wall. The terrified little lion cub runs as fast as he can, but the wildebeest's flying hooves creep closer and closer. The three hyenas run with the herd, snapping at their ankles and making the wildebeest run faster. Far away on Pride Rock, Zazu rides on Mufasa's shoulder.
Oh, look, sire. The herd is on the move.
Mufasa, quick! Stampede! In the gorge! Simba's down there!
Simba?
In the gorge, Simba runs for his life. Simba dodges in and out of the wildebeest's hooves. He scrambles up a dead tree and clings to a branch, just inches above the stampede. Mufasa and Scar gallop down the mountainside, while Zazu swoops into the gorge, searching for Simba.
Zazu, help me!
Your father is on the way! Hold on!
Mufasa and Scar dash to the edge of the canyon.
There, on that tree!
Hold on, Simba!
The tree trunk snaps. Simba barely hangs on. Mufasa leaps into the stampede.
Oh, Scar, this is awful! What do we do? What do we do? I'll go back for help. That's what I'll do. I'll go back for help.
Scar slaps Zazu into a wall. Zazu falls to the ground unconscious. In the gorge, Mufasa struggles to reach Simba's tree. A wildebeest knocks Mufasa over. Another wildebeest rams into Simba's tree. Simba goes flying. Mufasa leaps and catches him in midair. The stampede knocks Simba out of Mufasa's jaws. Mufasa gallops over and picks him up. He crawls to the side of the gorge and drops Simba safely onto a ledge. The stampede sweeps Mufasa away. Simba searches the crowd of bodies with panicked eyes. Suddenly, Mufasa leaps into the air. The mighty lion clings to the wall of the gorge and struggles to claw his way up to a ledge where Scar is standing. Just a few feet from safety, Mufasa dangles by his claws.
Scar!
Scar sneers at him, not moving.
Brother! Help me!
Scar pounces on Mufasa's arms with his sharp claws. He grins at Mufasa, who stares at him in horror.
Long live the king.
Scar tosses Mufasa down into the gorge. Standing alone, separate from Scar, Simba watches with terrified eyes as his father plunges hundreds of feet toward the stampede. He runs down into the gorge as the last of the wildebeest disappears.
Dad!
Simba wanders in helpless circles, a tiny golden figure in the cloud of dust. He searches the empty gorge with wide, frightened eyes.
Dad?
A single wildebeest runs out from behind a boulder and gallops away. As the dust clears, Mufasa's unmoving body appears beneath a broken tree. Simba's mouth drops open. Gulping, he runs toward his father with unsteady steps. As he gets closer, he hesitates. Then he walks around Mufasa's body to gaze into his father's face. Mufasa's eyes are closed, his long whiskers bent and broken. Simba smiles hopefully. He nudges Mufasa's nose.
Gotta get up. Dad, we gotta go home.
Simba tugs on his father's ear with his teeth. Mufasa doesn't wake up. Blinking back tears, Simba looks around for help.
Help! Somebody! Anybody!
No. Tears spill down Simba's cheeks. He squeezes his eyes shut and bows his head, then turns and looks at his dead father. With sad, dragging steps, he walks back to Mufasa's side. Simba squeezes his little body underneath one of Mufasa's limp paws and curls up in his arms. Scar emerges from the mist and slinks toward him.
Simba, what have you done?
There were wildebeest and he tried to save me. It was an accident. I didn't mean for it to happen.
Of course you didn't. No one ever means for these things to happen. But the king is dead. And if it weren't for you, he'd still be alive.
Simba hangs his head in guilt. He leans against his uncle for comfort.
What will your mother think?
What am I gonna do?
Run away, Simba. Run. Run away and never return.
His eyes wide with fear, Simba dashes away. The three hyenas crawl up behind Scar.
Kill him.
The hyenas tear after Simba. Now Simba stops in front of the only way out of the gorge, a tall, steep rock pile that seems to reach the sky. The hyenas close in on him, snarling viciously. Simba clambers up the rock pile. At the top, he finds another cliff that drops to the savannah far below. Simba hesitates, then jumps. He tumbles down the mountainside, out of control. The hyenas leap after him. At the bottom, Simba rolls under a patch of thorny bushes and crawls away. Behind him, Banzai spots the sharp thorns.
Whoa!
He skids to a stop. Shenzi and Ed plow into him and send him flying.
Ow!
Banzai crawls out of the bushes, stuck with thorns like a pincushion. Shenzi sees Simba running away.
Hey, there he goes! There he goes! So go get him!
There ain't no way I'm going in there!
But you want me to come out looking like you, cactus butt?
But we gotta finish the job.
Well, he's as good as dead out there anyway. And if he comes back, we'll kill him.
Yeah! You hear that? If you ever come back, we'll kill ya!
Nighttime at Pride Rock. Sobbing, the lionesses and Zazu gather around Scar.
Mufasa's death is a terrible tragedy. But to lose Simba, who had barely begun to live, for me, it is a deep, personal loss. So it is with a heavy heart that I assume the throne. Yet out of the ashes of this tragedy, we shall rise to greet the dawning of a new era in which lion and hyena come together in a great and glorious future.
The lions gasp as hundreds of hyenas surround Pride Rock. Sitting high up in his tree, the white-haired Rafiki closes his eyes and shakes his head sadly. Tears roll down his cheeks. He stares at his drawing of Simba, then rubs it out with his hand. Daytime in the desert. Simba lies unconscious on the dry, cracked sand, sun beating down on his limp body. 8 black buzzards, each bigger than Simba, circle overhead. They swoop down and gather around Simba to devour him. Now a pig-like warthog gallops in. A small meerkat rides him like a horse.
I love this bowling for buzzards!
Gets them every time!
Uh-oh! Hey, Timon! You better come look! I think it's still alive!
Alrighty, what do we got here?
Timon, the meerkat, has a long, skinny body and is about the size of a small cat. He peeks at Simba's face.
Jeez, it's a lion! Run, Pumbaa, move it!
Hey, Timon, it's just a little lion. Look at him. He's so cute and all alone. Can we keep him?
Pumbaa, are you nuts? You're talking about a lion. Lions eat guys like us.
But he's so little.
He's gonna get bigger.
Maybe he'll be on our side.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Maybe he'll be... Hey, I've got it. What if he's on our side? You know, having a lion around might not be such a bad idea.
So we're keeping him?
Of course. Who's the brains in this outfit? My point exactly. Jeez, I'm fried. Let's get out of here and find some shade.
Pumbaa, the warthog, uses the tusks on either side of his snout to pick up Simba. Later, Timon splashes Simba with water.
You okay, kid?
I guess so.
You nearly died.
I saved you. Well, Pumbaa helped. A little.
Thanks for your help.
Simba walks away.
Hey, where you going?
Nowhere.
Gee, he looks blue.
I'd say brownish gold.
No. I mean he's depressed.
Oh.
They catch up with him.
Kid, what's eating you?
Nothing. He's at the top of the food chain.
The food chain!
Pumbaa and Simba don't smile.
So, where you from?
Who cares? I can't go back.
Ah, you're an outcast. That's great. So are we.
What'd you do, kid?
Something terrible, but I don't want to talk about it.
Good. We don't want to hear about it.
Come on, Timon. Anything we can do?
Not unless you can change the past.
You know, kid, in times like this, my buddy Timon here says you gotta put your behind in your past.
No.
I mean...
Amateur. Lie down before you hurt yourself. It's you gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
Well, that's not what I was taught.
Then maybe you need a new lesson. Repeat after me. Hakuna Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata! It means no worries.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries.
for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you?
You know what? These two words will solve all your problems.
That's right. Take Pumbaa, for example. Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
The animals run from his smell.
Oh, the shame!
He was a shame!
Not a change in my name!
Oh, what's your name?
And I got downhearted.
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase.
Simba bounces to the music while Pumbaa and Timon swing from a vine.
No passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, say it, kid.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
They show Simba a beautiful jungle.
Welcome to our humble home.
You live here?
We live wherever we want.
Yep, home is where your rump rests.
It's beautiful.
I'm starved.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whole zebra.
Ah, we're fresh out of zebra.
Any antelope?
Nuh-uh.
Hippo?
Nope. Listen, kid, if you live with us, you have to eat like us. Hey, this looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
He lifts up a log.
Ew, what's that?
A grub. What's it look like?
Ew, gross.
Timon eats a fat worm.
Tastes like chicken.
Slimy yet satisfying.
These are rare delicacies. Pecans with a very pleasant crunch.
You're learning to love them.
I'm telling you, kid, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh, the little cream-filled kind. And best of all, no worries. Well, kid.
Oh, well, Hakuna Matata.
Simba sucks a grub into his mouth like a noodle.
Slimy, yet satisfying.
That's it.
The three friends dance across a log bridge that spans a huge, glowing waterfall. As time passes, Simba grows larger and larger until he's as big as Mufasa with the same thick red mane.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
They reach a sparkling pond. Timon cannonballs into the water. Pumbaa follows with a graceful swan dive. Simba grabs a vine with his teeth and swings through the air, then plops in. They all ride a wave onto shore. Simba, Pumbaa, and Timon prance side by side into the jungle. Now at Pride Rock, Scar lounges in the cave while Zazu sits in a cage made of bones.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Oh, Zazu, do lighten up. Sing something with a little bounce in it.
It's a small world after all.
No! No! Anything but that.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Scar taps his feet with the music.
Standing in a row. Big one, small one, some as big as your head. No, I would never have had to do this for Mufasa.
But what did you say?
Nothing.
You know the law. Never, ever mention that name in my presence. I am the king.
Yes, sire, you are the king. I only mentioned it to illustrate the differences in your royal managerial approaches.
The hyenas.
Hey, boss.
What is it this time?
We got a bone to pick with you.
I'll handle this. Scar, there's no food, no water.
Yeah, it's dinner time, and we ain't got no stinking entrees.
It's the lioness's job to do the hunting.
Yeah, but they won't go hunt.
Oh, eat Zazu.
Oh, you wouldn't want me? I'd be so tough and gamey and...
Oh, Zazu, don't be ridiculous. All you need is a little gun.
I thought things were bad under Mufasa.
What did you say?
I said que pasa?
Good. Now get out.
The hyenas slink away.
Yeah, but we're still hungry.
Ouch!
Now in the jungle.
Whoa, nice one, Simba. Thanks.
Man, I'm stuffed.
Me too. I ate like a pig.
Pumbaa, you are a pig.
Oh, wait.
The three friends sprawl in the grass, gazing up at the stars twinkling in the dark night sky.
Timon!
Yeah?
Ever wonder what those sparkly dots are up there?
Pumbaa, I don't wonder. I know.
Oh, what are they?
They're fireflies. Fireflies that got stuck up in that big bluish-black thing.
Oh, gee. I always thought they were balls of gas burning billions of miles away.
Pumbaa, with you, everything's gas.
Simba, what do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, well,
Give, Simba.
We told you ours. Please.
Well,
give?
Somebody once told me that the great kings of the past are up there, watching over us.
Really?
You mean a bunch of royal dead guys are watching us?
Who told you something like that?
Yeah.
What mook made that up?
Oh. Yeah, pretty dumb, huh?
Oh, you're killing me, Simba. Yeah.
Embarrassed, Simba tries to smile, but can't. He stares up at the sky with a troubled frown, then rolls over and walks away.
Was it something I said?
Simba stops on a grassy ledge. He looks up at the stars, then flops onto his stomach. Grass, leaves, and flower petals squirt out from beneath Simba's body and float into the air. The wind carries them across the desert, all the way to Rafiki's tree in the savannah. Rafiki grabs a handful of the leaves and sniffs them. His eyes widen. He hops down to a crook in the tree, decorated with hanging gourds. Rafiki picks up an empty turtle shell and drops the grass into it. Grinning, Rafiki swirls the grass around in the shell. He picks a melon from a vine, breaks it open, and drinks the juice while he studies the shell.
Simba? He's alive! He's alive!
Rafiki picks up his walking stick. He grins at his smeared drawing of Simba, then takes a fingerful of juice and draws a thick red mane on the cuff.
It is time!
In the jungle, Pumbaa and Timon dance through the trees. A bug lands in front of them. Pumbaa follows it into the bushes.
The lion sleeps too. I can't hear you, buddy. Back me up. Awee! A Pumbaa bumbawee. But Pumbaa.
Keeping his snout to the ground, Pumbaa follows the blue bug. It takes off and lands on a log. Pumbaa crouches as if to hunt it. The bug turns. Pumbaa hides behind a tree, then tries to follow his prey over the log.
Timon?
Behind him, the grass moves. Pumbaa shrugs and continues after the bug. Just as he's about to strike, the bug flies away. Suddenly, Pumbaa spots a lioness hiding in the grass. The sleek golden lioness springs after him. Pumbaa runs for his life with the lioness close on his tail.
Pumbaa?
The lioness chases Pumbaa around a tree. Timon runs to his rescue.
Pumbaa! Pumbaa!
Pumbaa gets stuck under a tree root.
Pumbaa! Pumbaa! Hey! What's going on?
She's gonna eat me!
Huh?
He sees the lioness.
Whoa! Jeez! Why do I always have to save your...
Suddenly, Simba leaps over them and tackles the lioness. They snarl and slash at each other.
Don't worry, buddy. I'm here for you. Everything's gonna be okay. Get her! Bite her head!
The lions snap at each other viciously.
Oh, the jugular! The jugular! See, I told you he'd come in handy.
The lioness flips Simba onto his back and pins him to the ground.
Nala?
The lioness backs away in confusion.
Is it really you?
Who are you?
It's me, Simba.
Simba?
He nods eagerly. Nala beams.
Ah! How did you...
But how did you...
Wow! Where did you come from?
This is cool. It's great to see you.
Oh, it's
hey,
great to see
what's
you.
What's going on here?
What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? What are you doing here?
Hey! What's going on here?
Timon, this is Nala. She's my best friend.
Friend?
Yeah. Hey, Pumbaa, come over here.
Hmm?
Nala, this is Pumbaa. Pumbaa, Nala.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Pleasure's all mine.
How do you do? Whoa, whoa! Time out! Let me get this straight. You know her. She knows you. But she wants to eat him. And everybody's okay with this? Did I miss something?
Relax, Timon.
Wait till everyone finds out you've been here all this time. And your mother. What will she think?
She doesn't have to know. Nobody has to know.
Of course they do. Everyone thinks you're dead.
They do?
Yeah. Scar told us about the stampede.
He did? What else did he tell you?
What else matters? You're alive. And that means you're the king.
King? Lady, have you got your lions crossed?
King? Your Majesty, I grovel at your feet.
Stop it.
It's not gravel, it's grovel. And don't! He's not the king! Are you?
No.
Simba?
No, I'm not the king. Maybe I was gonna be, but that was a long time ago.
Let me get this straight. You're the king? And you never told us?
Look, I'm still the same guy.
But with power.
Could you guys excuse us for a few minutes?
Hey, whatever she has to say, she can say in front of us. Right, Simba?
Maybe you better go.
It starts. You think you know a guy.
Timon and Pumbaa leave huffily.
Timon and Pumbaa, you'll learn to love him.
Nala hangs her head sadly.
What? What is it?
It's like you're back from the dead. You don't know how much this will mean to everyone. What it means to me.
Hey, it's okay.
I've really missed you.
I've missed you, too.
They nuzzle each other. Timon and Pumbaa spy on them.
I tell you, Pumbaa, this stinks.
Oh, sorry.
Not you. Them. Him. Her. Alone.
What's wrong with that?
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
The sweet caress of twilight. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air.
Now Nala and Simba stroll side by side through the jungle. They gaze at each other across a sparkling pool.
So many things to tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She'd turn away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding, but what I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is, the king I see inside?
Simba dives into the water. Suddenly, Simba jumps out and drags Nala into the water. He follows her onto shore. She grins and playfully shoves him back in. Now they chase each other across a lush field. They stand on their hind legs for a hug, then topple over and roll down a grassy hill. At the bottom of the hill, Simba lands on top of Nala. She reaches up and licks his cheek. Simba's eyes fly open in shock. Nala bats her eyelashes flirtatiously. The two lions nuzzle each other tenderly, with Nala's cheek pressed against Simba's mane. Nala grins at him warmly. Simba smiles.
And if he falls in love tonight, it can be assumed his carefree days with us are history. In short, our pal is doomed.
Later, Simba and Nala cross a log bridge near the moonlit waterfall.
Isn't this a great place?
It is beautiful. But I don't understand something. You've been alive all this time. Why didn't you come back to Pride Rock?
Well, I just needed to get out on my own. Live my own life. And I did. And it's great.
We've really needed you at home.
No one needs me.
Yes, we do. You're the king.
Nala, we've been through this. I'm not the king. Scar is.
Simba, he let the hyenas take over the Pride Lands.
What?
Everything's destroyed. There's no food, no water. Simba, if you don't do something soon, everyone will starve.
I can't go back.
Why?
You wouldn't understand.
What wouldn't I understand?
No. It doesn't matter. Hakuna Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata. It's something I learned out here. Look, sometimes bad things happen.
Simba.
And there's nothing you can do about it. So why worry?
Because it's your responsibility.
Well, what about you? You left?
I left to find help. And I found you. Don't you understand? You're our only hope.
Sorry.
What's happened to you? You're not the Simba I remember.
You're right. I'm not. Now are you satisfied?
No. Just disappointed.
You know, you're starting to sound like my father.
Good. At least one of us does.
Listen, you think you can just show up and tell me how to live my life? You don't even know what I've been through.
I would if you just tell me.
Forget it.
Fine.
Later, Simba paces back and forth beneath the night sky.
She's wrong. I can't go back. What would it prove anyway? Won't change anything. You can't change the past.
He looks up at the stars.
You said you'd always be there for me. But you're not. And it's because of me. And it's my fault. It's my fault.
Simba bows his head in despair. Simba looks up with an annoyed scowl. Rafiki stands in a nearby tree, bouncing up and down on a branch. Grinning, the elderly baboon swings down to watch Simba walk away with slow, dragging steps. Simba starts across a log bridge, then lies down and stares forlornly at his reflection in the water below. Simba glares at Rafiki, who swings and twirls on a vine.
Come on, will you cut it out?
Can't cut it out. It'll grow right back.
Creepy little monkey. Will you stop following me? Who are you?
The question is, who are you?
I thought I knew. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, I know who you are. Shh, come here. It's a secret.
Enough already. What is that supposed to mean, anyway?
It means you're a baboon. And I'm not.
I think you're a little confused.
Wrong. I'm not the one who's confused. You don't even know who you are.
Oh, and I suppose you know.
Sure do. You're Mufasa's boy.
Simba gasps.
Bye.
Hey, wait!
Rafiki runs off. Simba dashes after him. He finds the baboon sitting cross-legged on a rock, meditating.
You knew my father?
Correction. I know your father.
I hate to tell you this, but he died a long time ago.
Nope! Wrong again!
He's alive! And I'll show him to you. You follow old Rafiki. He knows the way. Come on!
Rafiki darts into the shadows of twisted tree roots which grow above the ground. Simba hesitates, then follows him.
Don't dawdle! Hurry up!
Hey, whoa, wait, wait!
Come on! Come on!
Would you slow down?
Simba crawls under and around the tangled web of roots. He can barely keep up with Rafiki, who moves easily through the maze, swinging from vine to vine.
Stop!
Simba skids to a halt.
Shh. Look down there.
Rafiki pushes aside a bunch of tall reeds. Simba gulps and steps slowly toward him. Grinning, Rafiki nods to a clear, glassy pool nestled in the grass. Simba leans over and sees his own worried face staring back at him. He frowns, disappointed.
That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No. Look harder.
Rafiki touches the water. Mufasa's stern face now appears in the ripples.
You see, he lives in you.
Simba's eyes grow wide at the sight of his father's face.
Father?
He lifts his head to the night sky. Mufasa, hundreds of times bigger than Simba, appears in a massive rolling cloud of mist and orange light.
Simba, you have forgotten me.
No. How could I?
You have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son, and the one true king.
No! Please! Don't leave me! Father! Don't leave me.
Mufasa dissolves into the fiery cloud which disappears on the horizon. Simba tries to chase him, then gives up.
What was that? The weather. Very peculiar, don't you think?
Yeah. Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past.
Rafiki raises his stick.
I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Simba ducks.
Ah! You see? So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to take your stick.
No! Not your stick! Hey! Where are you going?
I'm going back!
Good! Go on! Get out of here!
Rafiki waves his walking stick in delight as Simba gallops across the grassy plain. Now, Timon sleeps on Pumbaa's round belly, which bounces up and down as Pumbaa snores. Nala tiptoes toward them.
Hey, wake up.
Timon sees the lioness.
Ah! It's okay. Whoa, it's okay. It's me.
Don't ever do that again. Carnivores. Ugh.
Have you guys seen Simba?
I thought he was with you.
He was, but now I can't find him. Where is he?
You won't find him here. The king has returned.
I can't believe it. He's gone back.
Gone back? What do you mean? Hey, what's going on here? Who's the monkey?
Simba's gone back to challenge Scar.
Who?
Scar.
Who's got a scar?
No. It's his uncle.
The monkey's his uncle?
No. Simba's gone back to challenge his uncle to take his place as king.
Oh.
Now, under a blazing hot sun, Simba runs across the desert. In slow motion, we see his powerful paws churning through the sand. The dunes rise behind him like huge golden mountains, making Simba appear tiny in comparison. Later, panting and exhausted, Simba arrives at Pride Rock. His eyes wide with horror, he wanders across the dry, lifeless land. The once grassy savanna is now gray and bare, littered with skeletons and dead, twisted tree stumps. With wind blowing the thick red hair of his mane, Simba stands on a tall cliff and gasps. He sees Pride Rock in the distance, dark and deserted. Simba's soft brown eyes narrow in a fierce, determined frown.
Simba, wait up!
Nala trots to his side.
It's awful, isn't it?
I didn't want to believe you.
What made you come back?
I finally got some sense knocked into me, and I've got the bump to prove it. Besides, this is my kingdom. If I don't fight for it, who will?
I will.
It's gonna be dangerous.
Danger? Ha! I laugh in the face of danger. Ha ha ha!
I see nothing funny about this.
Timon, Pumbaa, what are you doing here?
At your service, my liege.
We're gonna fight your uncle for this?
Yes, Timon. This is my home.
Oh, talk about your fixer-upper. Well, Simba, if it's important to you, we're with you to the end.
Timon bows. Simba smiles at him affectionately, then turns his gaze back to Pride Rock. The four friends stand side by side, watching as a black cloud darkens the sky. Later, they sneak closer to Pride Rock. Hundreds of spotted hyenas lie sprawled on the ground.
Hyenas. I hate hyenas. So what's your plan for getting past those guys?
Live bait.
Good idea. Hey.
Come on, Timon. You guys have to create a diversion.
What do you want me to do? Dress and drag and do the hula?
Timon wears a grass skirt. Wow. And hula dances for the hyenas.
My buddy Pumbaa here for Josie and the Dream. Coming down a dine on a Stacy Swine. All you have to do is get in line. You ache it?
Yup.
For some bacon?
Yup.
He's a big pig.
Yup.
You can be a big pig too.
The hyenas charge after Timon and Pumbaa.
Nala, you find my mother and rally the lionesses. I'll look for Scar.
Simba creeps toward the cave. Scar stands on the ledge.
Sarabi!
Simba ducks behind a rock. Her chin held high, Simba's dignified mother walks unhurriedly past the snarling, snapping hyenas who surround her on either side. She climbs up to the ledge.
Yes, Scar?
Where is your hunting party? They're not doing their job.
Scar, there is no food. The herds have moved on.
No. You're just not looking hard enough.
It's over. There is nothing left. We have only one choice. We must leave Pride Rock.
We're not going anywhere.
Then you have sentenced us to death.
Then so be it.
You can't do that.
I am the king. I can do whatever I want.
If you were half the king Mufasa was, you
would... Scar knocks her down. Simba leaps from his hiding place.
Mufasa. No, you're dead.
Simba hurries to his mother's side. He nudges her gently. Sarabi's eyes blink open.
Mufasa? No, it's me.
Simba, you're alive? How can that be?
It doesn't matter. I'm home.
Simba? Simba! I'm a little surprised to see you alive.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't rip you apart.
Oh, Simba, you must understand. The pressures of ruling a kingdom
are no longer yours. Step down, Scar.
Oh, yeah, well, I would, naturally. However, there is one little problem. You see them?
He points to the snarling hyenas.
They think I'm king.
Well, we don't. Simba's the rightful king.
The choice is yours, Scar. Either step down or fight.
Oh, must this all end in violence? I'd hate to be responsible for the death of a family member.
Wouldn't you agree, Simba?
That's not gonna work, Scar. I've put it behind me.
But what about your faithful subjects? Have they put it behind them?
Simba, what is he talking about?
Ah, so you haven't told them your little secret. Well, Simba, now's your chance to tell them. Tell them who is responsible for Mufasa's death.
The lionesses stare at Simba in disbelief.
I am.
They gasp. Sarabi hurries to him.
It's not true. Tell me it's not true.
It's true.
You see, he admits it. Murder.
No, it was an accident.
If it weren't for you, Mufasa would still be alive. It's your fault he's dead. Do you deny it?
No.
Then you're guilty.
No, I'm not a murderer.
Oh, Simba, you're in trouble again. But this time, Daddy isn't here to save you. And now everyone knows why.
Simba!
Simba slips over the ledge, hanging on by the tips of his paws.
Now this looks familiar. Where have I seen this before? Let me think. Oh, yes, I remember. This is just the way your father looked before he died.
Scar pounces on Simba's arms.
And here's my little secret. I killed Mufasa. No!
Simba remembers Mufasa's fall. He tackles Scar.
Murderer! No, Simba, please.
Tell them the truth.
Truth? But truth is in the eye of the bug.
Simba chokes
him. All right. I did it.
So they can hear you.
I killed Mufasa.
Their eyes blazing in anger, the lionesses crawl toward Scar. When the hyenas leap forward and tackle Simba, the lionesses rush in to fight. With Timon riding his back, Pumbaa gallops in.
Excuse me, pardon me, coming through hot stuff!
Pumbaa bulldozes through the hyenas and knocks them everywhere. Simba breaks free with a hyena on his back. Suddenly, Rafiki's stick cracks the hyena on the head. Rafiki leaps into the fight. He spins and leaps, knocking out hyenas with karate kicks and punches. On the ledge, Simba and the lionesses toss hyenas into the fire below. Two hyenas chase Timon into the cave, where Zazu sits in his cage. Timon climbs in with Zazu.
Please don't eat me.
Pumbaa appears.
Hey, who's the pig?
Are you talking to me?
Uh-oh, they call him a pig.
Are you talking to me?
He shouldn't have done that.
Are you talking to me?
Now they're in for it.
They call me Mr. Pig!
Ah! Pumbaa charges at the terrified hyenas. Another waits outside, ducking as bones and rocks fly out of the cave. His friends scramble out, followed by Pumbaa, Timon, and Zazu, who jump up and down triumphantly. Now Simba spots Scar trying to escape. He leaps after him. Scar gallops up a steep ledge and skids to a stop at the edge of a cliff. Below him burns a pit of fire. Simba leaps onto the cliff and stalks toward him.
Murderer.
Simba, please. Please have mercy, I beg you. You don't deserve to live.
But, Simba, I am family. It's the hyenas who are the real enemy.
The hyenas hear him.
Their fault was their idea.
Why should I believe you? Everything you ever told me was a lie.
What are you going to do? You wouldn't kill your old uncle.
No, Scar. I'm not like you.
Oh, Simba, thank you. You are truly noble. I'll make it up to you, I promise. How can I prove myself to you? Tell me, I mean, anything.
Run. Run away, Scar. And never return.
Yes, of course. As you wish, Your Majesty.
Scar flings burning embers into Simba's face. Simba backs away, wincing in pain. Scar tackles him and sinks his teeth into Simba's neck. Simba rolls him off. In slow motion, the lions rear up on their hind legs and swat viciously at each other. Scar scratches his claws across Simba's cheek and chest. His teeth bared in a ferocious snarl, Simba smashes Scar in the jaw. Scar reels from the blow, then clubs Simba in the face. Simba collapses on the ground. Scar leaps through the fire at Simba. Simba looks up just in time and kicks Scar over the cliff. Scar bounces down the jagged mountainside and lands in a heap. Dragging his eyes open, he sees Shenzi, Banzai, and Ed creeping toward him with sinister smiles.
Oh, my friends.
Friends? I thought he said we were the enemy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Ed?
Dozens of hyenas step out of the fire, licking their chops.
No, let me explain. No, you don't understand.
On the wall, we see the hyenas' shadows as they close in on Scar, then attack. Suddenly, the skies break open, showering rain onto the savanna. The water slowly smothers the flames around Pride Rock, leaving behind thick clouds of gray smoke. Exhausted, Pumbaa and Timon walk slowly out of the mist. Simba climbs down from the cliff. He smiles at Zazu, who bows respectfully. At the bottom of Pride Rock, the lionesses gather around Simba. Smiling, he rubs his cheek against his mother's, then tenderly nuzzles Nala. Everyone looks up as Rafiki points to the ledge with his walking stick. Rain dripping from his thick mane, Simba climbs up to Rafiki, who places his hand over his heart and bows. Simba puts a giant paw around the elderly baboon's shoulders and hugs him close.
It is time.
Simba climbs up the ledge with slow, majestic steps. Everyone watches in wonder as Simba takes his place on top of Pride Rock. He gazes up at the sky. The clouds part for an instant, revealing the stars above.
Remember.
A proud, determined smile grows on Simba's face. He raises his head to the sky. The lionesses respond. As time passes, grass, trees, and sunshine return to Pride Rock. All the animals of the savannah gather around the base of the ledge, gazing respectfully up at Simba, Nala, Pumbaa, and Timon. Zazu circles joyfully overhead. With wind blowing through his mane, Simba smiles at Nala and lovingly rubs her cheek. They turn back to Rafiki, who carries a tiny golden lion cub in his arms. Rafiki grins and holds the new cub prince high in the air. An end title reads, The Lion King. This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Educational Foundation. Funding provided by the United States Department of Education. Described by Leslie Wu Foley. Descriptions read by Wendy Sakikini. Credits roll. Directed by Roger Allers and Rob Minkoff. Produced by Don Hahn. Screenplay by Irene Mechie, Jonathan Roberts, and Linda Wolverton. Songs by Tim Rice and Elton John. Original score composed and arranged by Hans Zimmer. Executive producers Thomas Schumacher and Sarah MacArthur. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Performed by Elton John. Associate producer Alice Dewey. Art direction Andy Gaskill. Production design Chris Sanders. Artistic Coordinator Randy Fulmer. Supervising Editors Tom Finan and John Karnokin.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away.
Artistic Supervisors, Story, Brenda Chapman. Layout, Dan St. Pierre. Background, Doug Ball. Cleanup, Vera Lanfer. Visual Effects, Scott Santoro. Computer Graphics Imagery, Scott F. Johnston.
And can you feel the love tonight?
Character Animation Supervisors, Young Simba, Mark Hen. Adult Simba, Ruben Aquino. Mufasa, Tony Fusile. Scar, Andreas Deja. Adult Nala, Anthony DeRosa. Young Nala, Aaron Blaze. Pumbaa, Tony Bancroft. Timon, Michael Suri. Rafiki, James Baxter. Zazu, Ellen Woodbury. Sarabi, Russ Edmonds. Hyenas, David Burgess and Alex Cooperschmidt. Wildebeest Stampede, computer animation by Gregory Griffith and Linda Bell.
Enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Casting by Brian Chavon. Cast in alphabetical order: Rowan Atkinson as the voice of Zazu, Matthew Broderick as Simba, Niketa Kalame as young Nala, Jim Cummings as Ed, Whoopi Goldberg as Shenzi, Robert Guillaume as Rafiki, Jeremy Irons as Scar, James Earl Jones as Mufasa, Moira Kelly as Nala, Nathan Lane as Timon, Zoe Leader as Serafina, Cheech Marin as Banzai, Ernie Sabella as Pumbaa, Madge Sinclair as Sarabi, Jonathan Taylor Thomas as young Simba. Music supervision by Hans Zimmer.
To the wild outdoors, when the heart of the star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours.
Songs, Circle of Life, performed by Carmen Twilley. African Vocals, performed by Lebo M. I Just Can't Wait to Be King, performed by Jason Weaver and Laura Williams with Rowan Atkinson. Be Prepared, performed by Jeremy Irons with Whoopi Goldberg, Cheech Marin, and Jim Cummings. Hakuna Matata, performed by Nathan Lane, Ernie Sabella, Jason Weaver, and Joseph Williams. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Performed by Nathan Lane, Ernie Sabella, Sally Dworsky, Joseph Williams, and Christy Edwards. Wildlife Consultant Jim Fowler. Animal Anatomy Consultant Stuart Sumita. Live Lion and Animal Models by David McMillan and Nick Toth, Cougar Hill Ranch. Special thanks to the Fowler Center for Wildlife Education, Los Angeles Zoo, Living Desert Wildlife and Botanical Park, the San Diego Zoo, San Diego Wild Animal Park, Pam Wahlberg, Metro Zoo, Miami, Florida, and Robert Carr Hartley. Copyright 1994, The Walt Disney Company. Soundtrack available on cassette and compact disc from Walt Disney Records. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution, Incorporated. Now a logo appears. Walt Disney Pictures.